Bedtime Bites presents The Great Sneeze-a-Palooza. Once upon a time, in a town called Giggleton, there lived a little girl named Zoe who had the most peculiar talent. She could sneeze in any language. Yes, you heard that right. English, French, Spanish, even dolphin. Zoe could sneeze them all. Zoe's best friend was a talking parrot named Squawk, who lived next door. Squawk loved to mimic Zoe's sneezes, which often led to hilarious situations. One day, Zoe woke up with a tickle in her nose and let out a tremendous achoo in elephant language. Squawk, being the copycat he was, repeated the sneeze so loudly that it shook the entire neighborhood. Mr. Wigglebottom, the town's grumpy old goat, was not amused. He marched over to Zoe's house, his beard quivering with annoyance. "Young lady," he bleated, "your sneezes are disturbing the peace." Zoe felt terrible. She didn't mean to cause any trouble. But just as she was about to apologize, she felt another sneeze coming on. "Oh no," she thought. "Not now! Achis!" She sneezed in snake language, causing Mr. Wigglebottom to jump so high he got stuck in a nearby tree. News of Zoe's unique talent spread quickly through Giggleton. Soon, animals from all over town were lining up outside her house, hoping to hear their language sneezed. There was Mrs. Moo the cow, Hopalong the kangaroo, and even Slither the snake, who was particularly excited to hear his language sneezed properly. Mayor Chuckles, a jolly old bear, heard about the commotion and decided to visit Zoe himself. "My dear," he said with a twinkle in his eye, "I believe we have a golden opportunity here." And so, the first annual Giggleton Sneezapalooza was born. Zoe stood on a stage in the town square, sneezing in every animal language she knew. The townspeople cheered and laughed, and even Mr. Man Wigglebottom cracked a smile, though he tried to hide it behind his beard. Squawk, not wanting to be left out, attempted to join in. However, his sneeze imitations came out all jumbled up. "Achmoo hiss oink!" he squawked, causing everyone to roll on the ground with laughter. As the sun began to set on Giggleton, Zoe felt one last big sneeze coming on. She took a deep breath and let out the biggest "a-caw!" anyone had ever heard, in human language. The force of it was so strong that it blew Mayor Chuckles' hat clean off his head and sent it sailing into the sky. From that day on, the Giggleton Sneezapalooza became a yearly tradition. Zoe's unique talent had brought the whole town together, proving that sometimes the silliest things can create the strongest bonds. And as for Mr. Wigglebottom, well, he still grumbled about the noise. But if you look closely, you might just catch him tapping his hoof along to the rhythm of Zoe's sneezes. So remember, the next time you feel a sneeze coming on, think of Zoe and the joy she brought to Giggleton. After all, you never know what amazing talents you might have hiding just under your nose.